Парашат Лех Леха, где помещение? ויאמר השם אל אברהם לך לך מארצך ומולדתך ומבית אביך אל הארץ אשר אראך. Let's read parasha. The last pasuk says that Terach died in Haran. Comes the Gemara and says, even though the Torah is not in order all the time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote on purpose that Terach is dead. And the reason is that Terach at the time was 145 years old. He's going to live another 60 years old. Another 60 years. He's going to die at the age of 205. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, you leave your father's house and go to Eretz Israel. And people will talk, how did Abraham leave his old father by himself? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to write in the Torah, the Terach is dead. Even though the Terach is alive, says the Gemara, he considers a dead person because he worships Avodah Zarah, Reshaim B'chayim Kruim Metim. A wicked person that worships Avodah Zarah, even though he is alive, is considered dead. So therefore, the Torah says, let's read Parashah, that Terach died in Haran at the age of 205, even though that now that Abraham is living to Eretz Israel, Terach is only 145. And on purpose, says the Gemara, Hashem wanted everybody to realize that Abraham lives to Eretz Israel, so-called after his father died, even though, he didn't die yet, but he's called a dead person. So it sounds for me that Abraham would not have left his father if his father would not be an idol worshipper. He would believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem would have postponed Abraham's journey till Terach is actually died. Abraham left Eretz Israel is because Terach is considered dead right now. That information, again, what is this necessity to say that? Again, the Torah is not in order. A lot of times the Torah says somebody is dead, is still alive. For example, if you remember Parashat Vayishlach, that Yaakov Avinu comes back to his father's house, to Dor HaBa v'Chevron, says that Yitzchak died. Yitzchak never died. Yitzchak died when Yosef became a king. At Parashat Miketz, when Yosef actually became a king. So it's not a big question, but anyway, the Gemara wanted us to know that concept. The idea is that Terach is dead. Otherwise, Avraham would not have left him. Very strange statement that we have to know it. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tells Abraham, Lech Lecha, Miratzcha, Matcha, Matavicha, Eretz Asher Areka. So he tells him, you go to Eretz Yisrael by yourself. With your permission, Baruch Atah, Adonai, Elohim, Melech HaOlam, Shach, Kol Nihi, Yemidvah. Again, the sentence says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, you go. Usually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very specific. If Hashem would have wanted Avraham Avinu to take his wife and all his belonging, he would have said it. He didn't say that. He told Avraham, you go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, go, take your wife and go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nakedat Yitzchak. Of course, Yitzchak is over there. He has to take Yitzchak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say words. And the prophecy that God to Abraham, that Hashem told him, you go to Eretz Israel. Hashem is going to give him a blessing. I'm going to give you a blessing. Everybody is going to be blessed because of you. You're going to bless people. Everybody is going to bless you. I'm going to bless him. Everybody is going to try to curse you. I'm going to curse them. Everybody is going to be blessed because of you. Avraham went. Yedech ito Lot, says the Torah, that Lot comes along with Avraham. Avraham ben chamei shanim v'shivim shana b'tzotom echaran. So first, the Torah says that Avraham leaves and Lot accompanies him. So it sounds like, you know, that nobody invited him to come. He decided he's going to go along with Avraham. Of course, it's Avraham's nephew, as well as Avraham's brother-in-law. But he decided to go. Avraham leaves. He lives with Avraham. Okay? I don't know what the Torah has to say that. That Lot lives with Avraham. Who cares about him? Then the next sentence it says, Vayikach Avraham et Sarah ishto. Avraham goes and he takes his wife, Ve'et Lot ben Achiv. Now he takes his nephew along with him. Even though it says in the pasuk before, let Lot accompanied him. Here it says, Avraham went and he took Sarai, he took Lot, et kol rechusham asher rachashu. He takes all his belonging, ve'et hanefesh asher achzu b'charan, the people that he made in Haran. Comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? He made people? Avraham makes people? Says the Gemara, no, what it means is, this is the people that he and Sarah were able to convince to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham megayir et ha'anashim, v'Sarah megayir et ha'anashim. Says the Gemara, Avraham so-called converted the men, and Sarah converted the ladies. And here comes the Torah, and says that they, Avraham and Sarah, took along with them those people. This is why you have to know that. Torah is not a history book. And really, you don't have any information later about those people, and you really don't need them. About Lot, maybe you need information that he's going to serve with Avraham. But here comes the Torah. The Torah says first, Avraham took all his belonging. Again, Hashem never told him to take his belonging. Maybe it makes sense. He's going to Israel for good. He's going to take it. But again, the Torah is not a newspaper. The Torah doesn't have to say that. And the Torah says, they took along also the people that they converted them, they convinced them not to worship idols. Yavu HaTzaknan, they came to Eretz Israel. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, listen, this is the land, Zarachaten Taratz Hazot. It says, you're going to have children, even though he doesn't have a child yet. He says, I'm going to give you children, this is Israel, Eretz Israel is going to be yours. He says, again, it's very strange that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let him, where is he going to? This is maybe test number one, according to most of the Chachamim. He doesn't know where is he going to. But when he got to Eretz Israel, Hashem tells him, this is the land, I'm going to give this land to your children. It sounds like, you know, because Avraham Avinu arrived down there, so Hashem said, you know, this is the land. Okay, it's not necessary, but for later, maybe we'll need it. Then the next story about Avraham, this is the second test, according to Moshe Chachamim. It was a famine in Eretz Israel. Avraham is going to Egypt. The Torah is going to tell you a story now. When he comes closer to Egypt, he realizes his wife is very pretty. If you come to Egypt and they realize that I'm your husband, they might kill me. Say you're my sister. It says, because if I'm going to be your brother and I'm so called older brother, and I'm going to let them take you away from me, so probably they're going to compensate me. So, please say you're my sister. So here comes the Ramban and says, you should know the first thing, this is a mistake that Avraham Avinu did. You should not have gone to Egypt. Chachamim said, what do you mean, should not have gone to Egypt? First of all, it's the second test. Thirdly, if there is a famine, if there is no food in Eretz Israel, you'll have to leave Eretz Israel. Of course, maybe it talks about Avraham Avinu that has so much emunah and belief, maybe he should not. And here's the story. Torah tells the story about Avraham. Was a famine in Israel, he's going to Egypt. But Torah tells us that he tells Sarah to tell the Egyptian government or the immigration over there that Avraham is her brother. Says Torah, Vayikiv Avraham Mitzrayma, Yuram Mitzrayma, Mitzrayma, Mitzrayma. So comes the Gemara and says, not only Avraham told Sarah to say that he is her brother, he put Sarah Imenu in a box. And when he arrived at the border, customs asked Avraham Avinu who is in the box, and Avraham did not give a specific answer. and open the box. Comes the Ramban and says, here we go again. It's a mistake. Abraham put Sarah and Menu in the box. So should not have put Sarah in the box. And it says, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is really what Abraham thought. What did Abraham think? The customs will not open the box. That's the biggest Chilul Hashem. If you go through customs, you have something the customs might find that you have. That's the biggest Chilul Hashem. Comes the Ramban. Ramban said it's a mistake. Abraham, when you put Sarah in the box, it's a very big mistake. So they took Sarah to Paro. Paro is going to try to marry her. And in the end, in the morning, comes the Torah and tells us that Paro released Sarah. Gave Abraham Avinu presents. He lives. Abraham Avinu lives in Egypt. Says the Torah. גם ללוט הולכת אברהם, אברהם היצון וקרב אוהלים. So Lot, he also, because he was rich, because of Abraham, he's also a brother of Sarah. So they gave him presents. Come to Torah tells the story now. ונשא אותם הארץ לשבת יחדיו. ונשא אותם הארץ לשבת יחדיו. Says they couldn't sit together. Says they can't be together. I don't know why they couldn't be together. There's no real reason. It says, because the Torah says they had so much cattle and sheep and fortune, they can't be together. Why they can't be together, I don't understand. But here it says the Torah story was a fight between Roeh Mikne Avraham and Roeh Mikne Lot, the shepherds of Avraham fighting with the shepherds of Lot. About how come the shepherds of Avraham, they tell the shepherds of Lot, how come you take the sheep pasteurized on somebody else's lawn? Avram tells Lot, why are you fighting? We better shouldn't fight between each other. Between us, we're brothers. We look like, says the Gemara. We don't want to have a fight. Let's stay away from each other. Stay away. Let's keep it in peace in the family. The story, the Torah says, Lot decided, he moves. The next story in the Torah was the First World War. Four kings against five kings. And the Torah says the four kings are winning. And they took the fortune, they took the food of the five kings, and they kidnapped as well Abraham's Avinu nephew, his brother-in-law Lot. And somebody comes to Abraham and tells him, listen, your brother-in-law, your nephew were kidnapped. Abraham runs in the middle of the night to try to save and release his brother-in-law from captivity. This is a Torah story that Baruch Hashem Abraham Avinu was able to overcome those four kings with the army. Torah says that he went and he took back the fortune what those four kings took away from the five kings. Torah specifically with details tell us what Avraham does. He went and he got back all the fortune, and then he took back his brother-in-law back from captivity, also his fortune, and he brings everybody back. And then the Torah says, the king of Sodom wants to pay him something. He says, I'm not taking anything. He says, take everything back to yourself. The next story in the Torah, towards the end of the parasha, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu to do Brit Milah. This is the treaty between Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called Bin Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the story about Avraham. It's parashat Lech Lecha. Again, this is why you should know, Chas v'Shalom, to think the parasha, the Torah, just is a story. It's a message of it. How important this person Abraham is, how important it is. Says the Gemara, a few statements about Abraham Avinu. The first statement says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu in Shemoneh Esrei, In the first paragraph, when we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Avraham, God of Yitzchak, God of Yaakov. The end of the bracha, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. We don't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham, Magen Yitzchak, Magen Yaakov. I say you should know that Avraham Avinu is so-called the master of universe. Becha Chotmin. You have to say only Magen Avraham, and therefore Mordechai and Sheikh Nisraqlav, when they made the Sidur, they made the text that we have today, they concluded the first paragraph in Shimon Esrei, Magen Avraham. That's how Avraham is important. The second thing, says the Gemara, is based on the sentence in Parashat Bereshit, Ele Toldot HaShamayim V'Aretz V'Yibaram, those are the sentence or the history of the sky and earth, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. Says the Gemara, Al Tomar B'Yibaram Ela B'Avraham. Says you should know the purpose of this creation that we add, the role model is Avraham Avinu. That's the role model. How far it goes, says the Gemara. Actually, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decision to create mankind on the first Friday, he had in mind, or he had in his back of his mind, the mankind, the first person, is going to be Avraham Avinu. But he changed his mind. He said, no, let me first create what we call Adam, Adam Arishon, that in case he will not pass the test, that I would tell him not to eat from the tree, and he would not obey this command, Yavo Avraham, he'll come Avraham Avinu, and he will try to correct the damage that was done by his great-great-grandfather, Adam HaRishon. Says the Gemara, but if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I would have created Avraham Avinu to be the first one, and he would have eaten from the tree, there is nobody else after him that can correct it. It means Avraham must be the biggest one ever, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu postponed his creation in order for him to try to fix so-called the Gezerot, the scene of mankind, Adam HaRishon. How important it is, says the Gemara. And actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, so he decided he wants to dwell here together with mankind. After Adam HaRishon ate from the tree and disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted himself up one level. After Cain killed Hevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted himself another level. Then Adam HaRishon's grandson Enosh, in that generation, people started to worship Avodah Zarah, Hashem lifted himself another level. Then came Dor HaMabul, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them with the Mabul, because of the sins they committed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted them another level. Then came Dor HaFelaga, the generation they built the tower, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted himself another level. Then came Dor Sedom, the people from Sedom don't behave, Hashem lifted himself another level. Then the Egyptian, Egypt started to do bad sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted himself, seventh level, is all the way up in Shemayim. Says the Gemara, comes Avraham Avinu, and he is able, so-called, to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu down one level. Then Yitzchak, second level, and Yaakov, second, third level, and it goes on until Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring the Shekhinah back on Har Sinai. So actually, what Avraham Avinu does, he is able, so-called, if we may say, to pull HaKadosh Baruch Hu back down to universe. You cannot do it all the way down. You have to wait for Moshe. When Hashem said the Ten Commandments, says the Torah, "Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai." But Avraham Avinu, he started the whole idea of trying bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back here. Again, he is the biggest guy ever. Adam HaGadol Ba'anakim, said the Gemara, like a giant. Hashem loves him very much. And this is the information that we have right now about this guy. It says it's not something very strange. He's a very powerful person. He's a big hero. He can save his brother-in-law from captivity. He goes to Egypt. He comes back. Nothing special about this guy that you can say that this is something that you have to follow or follow. Comes the Gemara, another statement. Comes the Gemara and says you should know in the Hebrew language there are five letters that if they come at the end of the word, they have a different shape. For example, in the Hebrew language, the letter Chaf, when it comes at the end of the word, it's not the regular Chaf that we know how it looks like. It's called Chaf Sofit. The same thing is Mem Sofit. The same thing, Nun Sofit. There's Face Sofit and Tzadi Sofit. There's only five letters that in the Hebrew language was established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Hebrew writing was established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he taught Adam HaRishon how to use the Hebrew language. And this is what the instruction was. As you should know, there are five letters, that if you put them in the end of the word, it says this, they have a different shape. Different shape. You don't have Aleph Sofit, Bet Sofit, Gimel Sofit, Dalet Sofit. You have five letters only that's called Sofit at the end of the word. And the reason for that, says the Zohar, says the Ari, says the Gemarahim, because those five letters resembled five forces from the world before, from the worlds before, that they represent the negative energy. And they are responsible for all the difficulties that people go through on earth. It means like this. Somebody doesn't feel well. Somebody has kind of difficulties in Parnasa, and anything that he wants to do doesn't come the way he wants. It says blame. It's called Mansapach. It's called those five forces. Comes the Gemara and says you should know that Abraham Avinu, with his behavior, was able, if we may say, to soften a little bit the first one. It means Chaf Sofit. Lech Lecha, the second letter in the word Lech, is of course, it's called Chaf Sofit. This is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes it in the Torah, Lech Lecha, to teach you, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu hints to us that Avraham Avinu is so powerful that that's what he did in universe. He's able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to universe after HaKadosh Baruch Hu left. Also as well, he is able to soften or so-called to try to control one of those five negative forces that give people a hard time. And again, the question is, what is behind it? What is really the symbol of Avraham Avinu? What is really about him? Of course, everybody will tell us, Avraham Avinu is called Master of Kindness. Avraham Avinu, we all do know, did Achnasat Orchim. It says his house was open, doors from all four sides of his tent, people used to come and eat, shows a lot of kindness. It says, this is really what Avraham is all about. Comes the Gemara and tells us a statement like this. When the HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make or to create mankind with his humbleness and humility, says the Gemara, he called up four groups of angels. And he asked the angels, shall we create mankind? Na'aseh Adam b'tzelemenu k'dmutenu. So the first group, says the Gemara, is a group that represent kindness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked that group, shall I create mankind? And the answer was yes. Man will do kindness. Second group, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called them up and says, I want to know What is your opinion about creating mankind? It's the group that's called Emet, honesty. So the angel said, no, don't create mankind, kulo sheker. A person that we know is going to lie all the time. Third group, it's called Tzedek. It says, this is the angels that are representative of the righteousness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, shall I make, shall I create mankind? They said, yeah, you can create. Create, because mankind in the history, the people will try to be 100% righteous. I don't know if righteousness, so it should be, they try to do things good. Then comes the Gemara and Sadaqah as the fourth group of angels. The angels that represent peace. Shall I create mankind? Says the angel said no. Kulok tata. People always have fights. It doesn't matter with who. Better off not. So it's two against two. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while the angels are talking and debating, yes, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara created mankind. I said, here's the product, here, finish. Here's the product. But the Gemara says that was so-called a debate between the angels and so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear their opinion. Of course, it doesn't mean that. But it means that those are the four conditions for a person to be able to survive here. And it says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hint to us. That's what the Gemara says. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked those angels, shall I create, I should not create, what it means like this. The creation of mankind, it depends on those four conditions. Those are the four, if we may say, most important things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests a person. What it means is very simple. It means the right to exist is if you fulfill those four things. But it's not a punishment, or it means somebody doesn't do kindness, for example. We see what kindness means soon. But let's say somebody doesn't do kindness. So it's not because you do kindness, it's extra credit. It means if you don't do kindness, you have no right to exist. As is, if you don't, but that group of angels, and they said, if you don't look for righteousness, so you have no right to exist. It's not a sin. It means this is a condition for a person to stay here. And that's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu debate and ask the angels, shall I create mankind? It means that's the expectation that Hashem has for mankind. And of course, that's what it means, that Adam HaRishon did not live up to the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says about Adam HaRishon that he is a thief. I told him not to take the fruit from the tree, it's called Etz HaDaat, he took. If you take something without permission, it means you are a thief. A thief means that you're not honest. And this is really what that group of angels said. Men are not honest. Secondly, he says he didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far as just to obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command. Not because he took from the tree. Even if he wouldn't take from the tree, he would have done something else. He doesn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara says. You know, Hashem loves Avraham Avinu so much because he is going to show the world what it means, the role model of universe. Here comes the Torah and will tell you the first information that we have about Avraham Avinu in the Torah. The Torah said last week, you know, Hashem is going to tell Avraham to leave his father's place, but Hashem tells him, your father is considered dead, because otherwise he would not have left his father, even though he's going to Israel. But your father is old, 145 years old. You don't leave your father. Hashem would not have done it to Avraham Avinu. And the reason is because of the kindness that the person has to show, first has to show to his father, of course. Avraham Avinu would never ask Avraham, go to Israel. And what happened? He says, well, I want you in Israel. He says, what about my father? No father. Your father is not going to go to Israel. For any reason that Terach got stuck in Haran in Syria, Hashem would not have taken Abraham away from his father. Because Abraham in his heart, that's what he wanted to do, kindness. What does it mean, kindness? Kindness, people like to think kindness means, you know, you see a poor person, you give him a donation, or you help somebody. Of course, this is just on the surface of kindness. But the real kindness, Chachamim say, is when you worry about the person's future. That's the biggest kindness. Because here we are temporary. So you help somebody, you should help him temporary. But if you want to do kindness forever for the person, that's what it means. So the Gemara, so you, there's a poor person, he needs money. So you give him, let's say you give him money. It says that money will give him energy to stay alive. So what is he going to do with his life? So for sure everybody understands, if that poor person, that homeless, will take the money and he's going to buy things he's not supposed to buy, he didn't help him. It's not called kindness. It's the opposite. Kindness means that you helped him. And so what did you helped him? So say about Chazon Ish. This Chazon Ish, when he was in Israel, somebody came over to him and says, there's a builder in Tel Aviv that the income tax, Zchutam Yagem Nalem, Masach Nasav, then in Tel Aviv, put him in jail. Put him in jail. They suspect he didn't pay income tax. They came to Chazon Ish to ask Chazon Ish to pray for him that he should be released from jail. So Chazon Ish asked two questions. First question he asked, does he keep Shabbat? And the second question he asked, if his wife goes to mikveh. So the answers for the two questions were negative. No. He doesn't keep Shabbat. His wife doesn't go to mikveh. Chazon Ish said, you want to know something? I pray he should stay in jail. Because if he stays in jail, then he doesn't do sins. He doesn't disobey Shabbat. And he doesn't do with his wife things he's not supposed to do because he didn't go to mikveh. So kindness, Chachamim say, is not being measured on the surface in a physical kindness. You have to know that physical kindness that you do for a person, this will give him a full kindness. A full kindness means that after he goes to Gan Eden, after he goes with his life, he's going to enter Gan Eden. So when you give a poor person a donation, that's the kavanah you have to have. Now, of course, I want him to live. I give him a donation because he has a hard time. I says, well, what's the destination? Why do you want him to be alive? Because I want him to be alive, not because he has to eat and drink and go to sleep. No, he's going to be alive. It means he will earn more points to go to Olam Haba. That's called the real kindness. That's the Gemara. So you should know that Avraham Avinu was famous. It was called Achnasat Orchim. What it means, really, not Avraham Avinu just gave food to people. Of course, Avraham did. The Gemara says it was not as simple as that. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu invited people. At that time, almost the whole world worshipped idols. Avraham Avinu invited those goyim to his house. And he gave them a free meal. At the end of the meal, he said, would you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said, no, we don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe in idols. Oh, he says, no problem. Just cost $500 the rice that you ate. He says, I live in the desert. My wife is a very big chef. I have expenses. He says, $500? When he said, you know what? You want to waive the fee? Save a katamazon with me. He said, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole Achnasat Orchim, the whole kindness of Avraham Avinu did for the whole world was just to get them to believe in Hashem, but not to believe in Hashem. Hashem doesn't care less if you believe in Hashem or you don't believe in Hashem. So Hashem doesn't want people to worship Avodah Zarah, is because if you worship Avodah Zarah, you're not going to end up after you die in the right place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be. It says if you worship Avodah Zarah, you have to, after 120 years, you're going to be next to Avodah Zarah, not going to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu, when he went around, says the Rambam, says the Chachamim, and tried to convince the world to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just because I want people to believe in Hashem. Because if you believe in Hashem, you do the mitzvot. If you do the mitzvot, you earn the right to be in Olam Haba. That is called the real kindness. This is just on the surface. Kindness means to help somebody. It's very nice if you help somebody. But that's not what the angels meant. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the angels that represent kindness, shall I create mankind? Then he said, yeah, mankind will do kindness. But not just to help on the surface. It means that kindness is going to help the man to sail through the life with the right attitude that he'll be able to reach the destination. And that's what the Torah tells you, that Avraham Avinu would not have left his father, not just because he would serve his father. Because at the time, Terach worshipped Avodah Zarah. In the last minute of his life, Terach did Teshuvah, says the Gemara. Avraham would not have left his father like this, standing and worshipping Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu will serve his father in order for his father wake up one day and realize that the idols are worthless, that you have to believe in Hashem. Again, not because you have to believe in Hashem. Hashem doesn't care less if you believe and you don't believe in Hashem. Hashem wants to give you a reward, an award at the end of the life. And if you belong to Hashem, He'll give it to you. But if you worship our idols, let them give it to you. So that's exactly what the Torah starts to paint the picture of Avraham Avinu. It's called Master of Kindness, but it's the real kindness. He would not have left his father. And like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, listen, your father right now, you won't be able to convince him. So your father is considered dead because he worships Avodah Zarah. So go to Israel. Avraham Avinu hears it, he says, oh, I go to Israel. So let me tell you something. I will never leave my wife by herself. No such thing. He says, it doesn't matter, Hashem did not tell me to take my wife. But this is the condition of man. Kindness is, first of all, is with your wife. He says, he goes to the Torah, listen, he's going to take his wife. He goes, takes his wife. Now, his nephew comes along with him. Avraham Avinu says, no, I have to take you along with me because I want you also to earn that privilege of Eretz Israel, to be in Eretz Israel with me. And Torah says, not only that, he goes and he's going to take all those converts that he and his wife were able to convert. He says, I want you to come along with me to Israel, because Israel is so holy, the holiness of Eretz Israel will help a person at the end of his life to reach a certain stage that you cannot reach outside of Eretz Israel. That's why I tell you the story. And that's the story about Avraham. He gets to Eretz Israel. Hashem said, you know what? Now you get Eretz Israel for your children. He says, you know why? But the Gemara, the Torah says next to his parasha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says he loves Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu, leman asher etzaved bana b'charav, lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. He says, Avraham is going to teach his children to do tzedakah and mishpat, righteousness, and to make sure that they'll behave with 100% honesty. By the way, this is what we say in Shemone Esrei three times a day, Melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. Hashem loves tzedakah u'mishpat. But simple explanation means Hashem loves that everything should go right. But the depth of it means because on creation, some angels advise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't create them, don't create mankind. It says, if a person behaves according to the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he fulfills the conditions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, it says Hashem loves it. So that's what they say in the Tefillah, Melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. Hashem loves it. Not because Hashem loves it, because otherwise there's a confusion, there's the fights in the world. So it's not because of fights in the world. It's because Hashem is happy that the product that He created is according to the specification that He created the person. Last week, Parashat Noach, I mean, 2 weeks ago, in Parashat Bereshit, and Parashat Bereshit, it says the Torah, Vayitatzev Hashem el libo, ki vara et ha'adam ba'aretz. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayinachem Hashem, ki vara et ha'adam, Vayitatzev Hashem el libo. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu regretted, in one of the explanations, that He created mankind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sad that He created mankind. It says, what? It says the Gemara, the angels came to Hashem, and told Hashem, I told you, we told you, don't create this man,
look how they behave.
So it means like this: when a person doesn't behave, it's not the scene that HaKadosh Baruch Hu worries about. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset that so-called angels told him, don't create that person, and Hashem did not listen. Hashem wanted that person to get to a certain destination because Hashem wants to do some good things to him, and he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this comes to the Gemara and says, you should know, this Avraham Avinu, master of universe, he is going to try to fulfill all the four conditions, the expectation of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his product. And that's the first one, says master of kindness, a woman who knows by the name of Mr. Chesed, Mr. Kindness. Again, full kindness, it means kindness not just on this world. The destination is Olam Haba. Avinu wants his father to get there. Avinu wants the people that he converted to get there. He wants his wife, he wants his nephew. He goes to Eretz Israel. When he comes to Israel, and Hashem sees it, comes to us and says, you know what? Hashem says, you know what? Your children are going to get this land. But you know why? Because you are going to transfer your habits, your methods, your behavior to your children to be very kind. And that's what Am Yisrael says, the Gemara says, Rachmanim, Bnei Rachmanim. They're known by kindness. But again, it's not just to have mercy in a Jew. There's so much mercy in a Jew. I says, this is what the people have debate about this Gilad Shalit. Israel did the right thing, did not do the right thing. And people say, no, you don't do these things. I don't understand. This guy Gilad, he says, Bezot Hashem, he comes to Israel, he'll do some mitzvot, he's going to get married, he's going to have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Who cares how many cockroaches you give back to the Arabs? Says the Gemara, a Jew's neshama is like the whole world, because that's what it means. When Hashem created mankind, it says he was the model, he was the role model of what Hashem wants to be. So how can you say, no, that guy should stay over there in jail? It says, you because those Arabs, you have to feed thousands of Arabs steak every day. Says the guy, is the guy that one of my students, he used to be a guard in, I think it was in Tel Mond, the next to Tel Mond, a jail that all the Arabs are there. He says that we soldiers, we had to go and beg the prisoners to give us food. They get every day steak in jail in Israel. Every day steak. The soldiers get rice and bones. They get steak. Thousands of them. Treat them like kings, hotels. They have inside information. And this guy, Gilad, suffered over there, almost dead. So which mother, a real mother, would say, let my son stay over there because we don't want to release those animals. He says, Neshama, Kilu Kiyem Olam Ale, says the Gemara. One, you save one Jew, and that Jew eventually will have children, they'll behave, they keep the Torah, you keep the mitzvot. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with his product. This is what the Arabs pray Adam, the Torah says this week. He says, wild animals. He says, well, they're not considered people. He says, we are considered people. He says, that's Avraham Avinu trying to bring all those people on that path. He says, it's called Mr. Kindness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy with him. That's what the Gemara says. Adam Ba'anakim, that's the biggest guy. Then the Torah will tell you a story, the third story in the Torah, it says, you know, Lot, his nephew, his brother-in-law, he doesn't behave. I said, listen, you have to thank you, brother. You have to thank your uncle, you have to thank your brother-in-law, Abraham, because of him, you made all this money, whatever you have. Nevertheless, he comes to Abraham, stubborn Jew, and says, I don't agree with you. Abraham said, you know what? I don't think we should have a fight. Because when you have a fight with anybody, it's not the scene of the fight. The scene, it's not a scene. It means you don't live up to the expectation, up to the conditions of creation. Shalom amar lo yibare. The group of angels that represent peace told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't create mankind because he fights all the time. He fights with people. Kulok tata. And in the Torah will tell you the first thing about Avraham. He doesn't fight with nobody. Even though that he has a right, this brother-in-law, this nephew, what kind of a chutzpah he has?
He says he does what he wants. The whole fortune that he has is because of me. Abraham said, you know what? I don't want to fight with you. Do what you wish. You'll find later about Yitzchak the same thing.
That Avimelech, Melech Pishtim, fights with him. Yitzchak leaves him, stay away from him. Then you find it by Yaakov, he stays away from Esav. He wants to make peace with Esav. Because peace is not something that nice to have peace. Or because we have to have peace because of the sake of peace. We have to have peace among us with anybody, with everybody, because that's the condition. You're not allowed to have any fight and argument with nobody because you don't live up to the expectation. Because those angels talk about who don't create mankind. Eventually have a fight. It doesn't matter if it's your wife. It doesn't matter if it's your partner. It's your neighbor. It's your brother-in-law. It doesn't matter with who. And anybody. You can't hate nobody. Love everybody. It's all not because Hashem wants you to do this. Hashem wants to avoid peace. But Hashem does not want to avoid peace because of peace. Because the angels told him, don't create mankind. So it means somebody fights has no right to exist. It's not because you have a sin, you fought with somebody. Lashon hara, that people say bad things about others. That is so-called the consequence of something is going to lead into a fight. It says, that's what Yosef and his brothers, it says, Lech Lebole Shalom, Torah says they couldn't talk to Yosef. It says, what's the big deal? No, what it means is that you cannot have a right to exist. It says the existing is on the four conditions what those angels told the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Abraham is all about. Abraham is trying to make peace. And not only that, the Torah will tell you the next story about Abraham. There's a war between four and five kings. Of course, the Torah will tell you that Lot was kidnapped. He said, listen, my nephew was kidnapped. Good for him. Good for him. Who asked him to live in Sdom Amorah? First he fought with me. Now he is in Sdom Amorah. I said, good for him. They kidnapped him. Let him be in jail a little bit. Not only that, Abraham is going to release him. Not only is going to release him, he's going to fight those four kings and kill them. I have to kill them. You got back the hostage. You got back Lot. No. I'm going to get back from them all the fortune and all the food that they looted. They took away from the five kings. And the Torah will go into details and tell you this. Abraham went back, and I don't know how he did it, by himself, on what? He had donkeys, he had camels with him. How he put everything, what those five kings, what four kings took from the five kings. The Torah will tell you, he went and he took back all the looting, whatever they took, all the fortunes, and all the food they took. The Torah says they did take all these things. He says he went back and gave it back. He says, why are you doing it? He says, it's called righteousness. It's called tzedek. He says, I have to live up to that. He says, the Ramban, one thing, Avraham Avinu was not 100%. He says, look, he's going to Egypt. He's going to Egypt. At the border, he tells Sarah, you know, tell you my sister. He says, that's a gray area. That's a gray area. He says, if you're honest 100%, you don't tell your wife to say you're your sister. He says, you don't do these things. He says, that's what the Emet said. The group of people said, don't create mankind. Kulo sheker. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Rubam Meshakrim, Kulam Magzimim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, most of the people lie. All of us exaggerate. He says, what is this? Well, Chafetz Chaim tried to paint us as bad people? He says, no. What it means is, the Chafetz Chaim said, what we have to work on, that we should be able to reach that level, what's called Emet. He says, because that's the right of existence. The right to exist is those four conditions. Hekem Chachamim tell us, you should know, Brit Mila, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu granted us. This is a sign of peace. He noted not Briti Shalom. And it says, with Brit Mila, the person has his truth, it's called Brit Emet, it's called Brit Shalom. It says, through the Brit Mila, the person has, it's easier for him to complete the reasons that he has to be here. As far as honesty is concerned, says the Gemara, says the Zohar, and as far as not fighting with people. says, for this HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted Abraham Avinu with Brit Milah. Say, Chachamim, you know that Mordechai and Asher Knesset HaGdola, when they made the text of the Shmoneh Esrei ends, Sim Shalom Tuba Bracha. Sim Shalom. At the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Oseh Shalom Bimromav, Oseh Shalom Aleinu. People think, you know, but the Gemara says, you know, Shalom is very important. He says, no, no, no. It's much deeper than that. But after a person prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have his requests in Shmoneh Esrei, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him everything that he needs and he prays, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one thing I want to tell you. I know that my right to exist is based on the four conditions. The hardest one is peace, Shalom. He says, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sim Shalom. Please, you help me to live in peace. Not because I want to have peace for the sake of peace, because for the sake of existing. It says, the reason I was created is because you did not listen to that group of angels. Don't create mankind because it's going to fight with somebody. It's hard. It's very hard for me to live with no argument. But this is what I prayed for you. Sim Shalom. Because of that, Sim Shalom, I'm a varechet, I'm a Yisrael b'shalom. He says, you blessed us with peace. This is done because we should have peace. Because without peace, you have no right to exist. That's the Gemara says. In time of Achav, says the Gemara, Achav used to rule the whole world, says the Gemara. Like Shlomo HaMelech, says the Gemara, but he used to do certain things Hashem did not appreciate. But they were united, 100% unity. It's called Shalom. If Shalom, says the Gemara, Yotzim da milchama venotzchim. They said, they used to go to the war, they used to win the war, almost never somebody died in the war. The Rosh of David HaMelech, says the Gemara, in the time of David HaMelech, David HaMelech had a very big army, very strong army, a lot of casualties. Says the Gemara, what casualties? Why do they have casualties? Says the Gemara, because not united. Lashon Hara, arguing with each other. He says, that's not the scene. It means you have no right to exist. Then they died. They died. So the last thing of Shmoneh Esrei, that a person has a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sim Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, Oseh Shalom. He says, because we have to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're here because we have the right to exist. We're not here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me and I'm trying to do the best. It says we have to fulfill those conditions. That's the Gemara says, you should know, Abraham Avinu was master of universe. That's the role model that we have to follow. Sagadol, the biggest one. It says, if he would have fell in a trap, that if he would have been in Gan Eden, he would have eaten from a tree, nobody else could have fixed it. Because he is the first man that understood that's not the mitzvot that I have to listen. If I listen to the mitzvot, it means I will be able to fulfill the conditions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. And this is what the Torah wants to tell you. So the story is not stories about Abraham. It's a story how to get to the point, to the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us stay, will let us live. That's what the Gemara says. Hashem promised Abraham Avinu Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel is a very nice land. Israel is a very nice land. But you have to have the right to exist in Eretz Israel. The right to exist in those four conditions. And therefore, Avraham Avinu is able to bring the Shekhinah back. Avraham Avinu is able to soften so-called the negative power that's called Chafzofit. That Avraham Avinu is able to reach a Kadosh Baruch Hu, talk to him, listen to him. Comes the Mishnah Perkei Avot says, you know what? A Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to give the reward of the 10 generations before Avraham to Avraham Avinu. This is because he is the role model. This is called the first Jew. The first Jew is not because he's the first, the one that believes. Because he believes in what a Jew should look like, in what a Jew should act like. It says that those are the four things. Of course, without keeping the Torah, we cannot reach it. It says, via the Torah, via the Brit Milah, Avraham Avinu was able to reach that level. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kridativ, I know him very well. I love him very well, because that's what he wants to transfer to his children. To be honest, to look for righteousness, to do kindness. Hashem said, that's what I like about this guy. That's what it is. Sometimes, so-called, was a gray area. Says the Ramban,
Avraham Avinu should not have done it because it's not 100% until you can go through customs and say, I have in the box coffee if your wife is in the box. You don't say that. That's what Chafetz Chaim said. You have to be very careful. When I was in Yeshiva, the Mashgiach said, somebody asks you, what time is it? It says 9:45. It says, it's not true. It's 9:46. It says, try to train yourself to say approximately. It's approximately 9:45. Even though it might be exactly, but if you look carefully at your watch, it might be 9:46. So he didn't say the right thing. He says, how careful you have to be by saying honest truth from your mouth all the time. It's not because midvashekar tichak, Hashem said, stay away from a lie. It's because Hashem wants you to have the right to exist. And Hashem created us on those four conditions. That says, give or take a little bit, but the aim, the purpose of a person that he is alive is to go on the path of Avraham Avinu to have the zechut, says the Gemara, so called, to see Yerushalayim, to see the Mikdash Mavamin. Thank you.